Kentico CMS contains a WYSIWYG editor based on the FCK editor. While it is possible to integrate your own custom editor, what's included is one of the best browsers on the market. This editor is available in many different parts of the system, from web parts to blogs. The default toolbar provides similar functionality to those in Microsoft Word with additional features designed for Kentico CMS. In this video, we will look at the WYSIWYG editor toolbar and how it can be used within Kentico CMS. For this demonstration, we will use the editable text web part. Let's go ahead and log into CMS Desk. On our company page, we're going to go into design and we're going to add an editable text web part. Within my web part selector, I'm going to search for editable text. We'll select it and we'll leave our defaults. And then I can go into my page and you can see that I have my editable text. Within the web part, you can see that I have my editor toolbar appears above it. Some of the nice things that you can do is by selecting source, I can actually see the HTML source that's available. If I wanted to, let's go ahead and enter an H1 tag. And this is a headline. Close out our tag. And we can also preview. What's nice about this is it allows you to see what kind of HTML and how it's going to look without having to save the document. If we close this out and we go back into the normal text edit mode, another feature that's available within the WYSIWYG editor toolbar is the ability to paste from Word. As you may know, Word tends to bring in a lot of different tags, and each of these tags can make your HTML look a little bit strange. So I've created another very simple document that exists within Word. I'm going to go ahead and select this. Going back into my editor, I'm going to select Paste from Word. This is going to bring up a dialog box that allows me to paste in what I had in my Word. I can ignore things like font face definition. I can also remove style definitions and then paste this in. And as you can see, it brought in all of my document and it preserved things like the bold. Once again, I can go ahead and preview this to see what it looks like. Let's close this out. As you get longer documents, being able to find or replace text becomes even more important. Clicking on the binoculars, I have the ability to find, or if I wanted to, I could go ahead and replace. So let's replace some of our text with test, and then we can do a replace all. And you'll notice that it's gone through the web part and replaced all the words with the word test. Of course, we might want to go ahead and do a select all since we've had a large amount of text in here. Like any standard text editor, we have the ability to control the look of our text. So once I've entered some text in, I could do things like turn it bold, turn it italics, underline it, make it strike through, turn it into subscript, turn it into superscript, as well as being able to set formatting like numbered lists or bulleted lists, and then indenting in and out or setting text alignment. Controlling and inserting media is one of the best features available within the WYSIWYG editor. This gives you access to not only control media that may exist within your Kentico CMS installation or link to other areas like YouTube. If we wanted to insert or edit a link, we could go directly to the web and we could enter a specific URL. We could also link to attachments as well as content that may exist within our media libraries or other areas within the Kentico CMS system. We can also add things like anchors as a way of controlling what we want to see within our text box. The WYSIWYG editor also allows us to insert things directly that are Kentico specific. So for example, if I wanted to insert a biz form, I could go ahead and select it, and this will bring in the transformations necessary for the system to process this. We can also insert inline controls as well as inserting poles. So this allows us in other areas of the system to go ahead and surface poles that we may have on other pages. We also have the ability to insert content ratings. So we can say we want to set things as a star, and it goes ahead and brings in the transformations necessary for the system to process this. One of the other nice features is the ability to link directly into YouTube. Inserting a YouTube video is a very simple process. Within YouTube, I've picked one of the other Kentico CMS videos. I'm going to go ahead and copy the URL out. And when I go back in, I'm going to enter the URL, and I have control over whether this displays full screen, whether it autoplays, loops. So if I wanted to start it up immediately, I could do that. I could define things around including related videos, whether I wanted to play in high def, define colors. I mean, there's a broad range of control that you can decide to include within this editor. This concludes our demonstration of using the editable text web part and the WYSIWYG editor within Kentico CMS.